All right, gorgeous people, welcome back to Becoming That Girl 5-Minute Morning Rituals. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, life can throw some seriously crazy curveballs. It's like that one episode of your favorite sitcom where everything goes hilariously wrong, but instead of laughter, you get a whole lot of stress. So how do we navigate those chaotic days? How do we actually feel good, even when the world feels like it's going bananas? Well, my friends, today's 5-Minute Ritual is all about cultivating that inner sunshine morning gratitude journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help trend, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Pinterest-perfect, overly optimistic robot. It's about genuinely appreciating the good stuff, even on those days when it feels like finding a parking spot in New York City on a Saturday night. You know that feeling when you finally get your coffee order right, or your favorite song comes on shuffle? That's pure joy, and gratitude journaling helps amplify those moments. So, here are 5 key takeaways to make this practice work for you. 1. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. Forget about writing a novel every morning. Just jot down 3 things you're grateful for. A comfy bed. Your cat's adorable face while they're judging your breakfast choices. That epic sale you snagged on those shoes you've been eyeing. Anything goes. 2. Be specific. Instead of just writing my family, try the hilarious text message my sister sent me this morning. Specificity brings those good vibes to life, making them feel even more real and powerful. Remember, we're aiming for that feel-good factor, right? 3. Don't just list, describe. Instead of saying delicious breakfast, paint a picture with words. The smell of freshly brewed coffee filling the kitchen, the warm crunch of my homemade granola, and that first bite of perfectly ripe mango, pure bliss. Sensory details make it more immersive and satisfying. 4. Get creative. Ditch the boring notebook if you want. Use colorful pens, stickers, doodles, let your inner child run wild. This is your space to express gratitude in a way that feels authentically you. 5. Consistency is key. Like any good habit, it takes time to stick with something new. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day, just get back on track the next morning. Even a few minutes of gratitude journaling can make a world of difference in your overall outlook. Trust me on this. Think about that moment when you finally conquer that tricky crossword puzzle, or when that song that makes your soul sing comes on the radio. Those little victories, those moments of pure joy, they are all worth celebrating. Gratitude journaling is like amplifying those moments, making them even brighter and more meaningful. Ever feel like you're rushing through life, barely noticing the good stuff? We've all been there. Picture this. You wake up late, spill coffee on your shirt, and then realize you're out of milk for your cereal. It's a total bummer, right? But what if, instead of spiraling into negativity, you took a moment to appreciate the things that are still good? Maybe it's the sunshine streaming through your window, or the fact that you have a roof over your head, or even just the delicious aroma of coffee beans. These seemingly small moments can make a huge difference in how you approach the rest of your day. When you start focusing on what's positive, even amidst chaos, it creates this ripple effect. Things start feeling lighter, brighter, and more manageable. So remember, my beautiful listeners, gratitude journaling is not about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even when life throws curveballs your way. And trust me, when you cultivate that mindset of appreciation, everything starts to feel a whole lot better. Now go forth and spread that sunshine. Ready to take action? Grab a notebook or open up that note app on your phone. Take 5 minutes right now. I'll wait and jot down 3 things you're grateful for today. Share your thoughts with me on social media using the hashtag #becomingthatgirl. And remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.